This podcast is brought to you by Tobin Brothers Funerals, celebrating lives. Graham Nash tour dates, Australia and New Zealand, Auckland Civic Centre, Friday the 1st of March, Christchurch, Isaac Theatre, Sunday the 3rd of March, in Melbourne at the Palais Theatre, Thursday the 7th of March, and then the Port Ferry Festival, March 8 and 11, over to Adelaide, the Adelaide Entertainment Centre, Wednesday the 13th of March, Perth, His Majesty's Theatre, Saturday the 16th of March, and then back to the Sydney Opera House, Tuesday the 19th of March, Newcastle Civic Centre, Wednesday the 20th of March, Wollongong, Anita's Theatre, Saturday the 23rd of March, Brisbane, QPAC Concert Hall, Tuesday the 26th of March, and Tweed Heads, Twin Towns, Wednesday the 27th of March. So March is Graham Nash Month. You can get your tickets from www.davidroywilliams.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Graham Nash from the Hollies and from Crosby, Stills & Nash and Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Right now, you're listening to the Gavin Wood Podcast.
It is indeed an honour and a pleasure to have the legendary Graham Nash with me today on this podcast. Founding member of the Hollies and Crosby, Stills & Nash, Graham is embarking on his solo headline tour, 60 Years of Songs and Stories, in March. And I get a chance to chat with him before he arrives. Welcome, Emmy Award winner Graham Nash. Hello, Graham.
Yes.
It's Gavin Wood from Melbourne, Australia. How are you?
Doing fine today. How are you today?
Excellent, excellent. Thank you for your time. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
It is indeed a great pleasure and a thrill for me because I remember all your songs and I've played them on the radio many, many, many times. And thank you for that.
You're very, very welcome. Thank you.
Graham, American Songwriter magazine has named your show one of the top 16 touring attractions of 2023, up there with the Eagles, Paul McCartney, Taylor Swift and Beyonce, and your shows were sold out last year. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's been a wonderful year. It was a very sad year in many ways. I know I lost some friends and stuff, but 2023, I'm glad it's over, and I'm glad it was such a successful year for me.
Not once but twice inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You've done it individually and also with Crosby, Stills and Nash. Graham, I'd like to get into the time travel and go back to the 60s and talk briefly about your early days with the Hollies. When did music come into your life?
When I was about 6 or 7 years old, I met my friend Alan Clark, and we started singing in the school choir and singing harmony with each other. And then, of course, in 1962, Alan and I formed a band called The Hollies.
And how did you find Tony Hicks?
We needed a guitar player, and he was supposed to be a really good one, so we invited him down to come and see us play. And I actually listened to the Hollies through the back door. He never actually came in. But then we went down very well, and he said, oh, well, okay, as long as you can pay me as much as my dad earned a week. And that was £18 a week.
So when did you discover that the three of you had these beautiful, tight harmonies?
When David and Stephen and I first sang in Joni's living room.
Not too many groups have tight harmonies. Only a few in the 60 years, of course. Don and Phil Everly, John Paul, George and Ringo, Glenn Frey, Don Henley from the Eagles, Barry, Robin and Maurice Gibb. And here in Australia, of course, Glenn Shorrock, B. Birtles and Graham Goble from LRB. Of course, the Hollies and Crosby, Stills and Nash. It is a very unique club, isn't it?
Yes, I think it is. And I'm proud to be a member of it.
The Hollies were very thankful for your songwriting skills. When did you discover your songwriting gift?
Somewhere around when I was like 16 or 17, you know, me and Alan Clark used to sit on a park bench opposite our swimming pool and write songs. So about when I was about 17, just before I started with the Hollies.
I've got to ask you about Carrie Anne and Jennifer Eccles. Were they old girlfriends, acquaintances, or school kids?
Yes. Jennifer Eccles is one of my least favorite Holly songs, but it was, in fact, Jennifer was Alan Clark's wife's first name, and Eccles was my wife's maiden name.
Okay. And Carrie Anne?
Carrie Anne was a made-up story, basically about our friend Marianne Faithfull.
Fantastic. Tobin Brothers believe every life is unique. Every funeral should be too. visit turbinbrothers.com.au.
Hello, everybody. This is Graham Nash from the Hollies and from Crosby, Stills & Nash and Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Right now, you're listening to the Gavin Wood Podcast.
Another great songs you wrote, King Midas in Reverse, On a Carousel, Stop, Stop, Stop. Great songs that are still played on the radio and cable channels today. What made you leave the Hollies back in 67, Graham?
Listening to me and David and Stephen sing. Once I had heard that sound as a musician, that was unbelievable for me. I have never heard, anyone can sing the same notes that David and Stephen and I sang, but you just can't sound like us.
And the big jump from London to Laurel Canyon in LA, how was that for a young Graham Nash?
Full of sunshine, full of music, full of pretty women, full of, certain drugs, you know. It was Laurel Canyon was a wonderful part of my past, and I enjoyed being there. It was wonderful to be in Laurel Canyon. People wanted to know, what you'd written today, and look what song I'd written. What do you think about this? We would go around to people's houses and swap stories and songs.
I spoke to Jimmy Webb on a previous podcast, and he said that he set up a grand piano in his lounge room in Laurel Canyon and slept underneath the piano.
Yeah, musicians would do anything to be able to make music.
It was such a fertile community, wasn't it? I mean, all the big 60s American stars came out of there.
Yeah, it was an amazing time. It really was. There was a big difference between the first Crosby, Stills & Nash record and Deja Vu when we hooked up with Neil. With the first Crosby, Stills & Nash record, it was very sunny. It was very acoustic-y, And when we got with Neil, it turned into a full-out rock and roll band.
And your songwriting matured as well, like Military Madness, Chicago. Do you still think music can change the world?
I do indeed. Even if you can change the mind of one person, you've won. Absolutely. I still think that that music can change the world, yes.
Other songs, just a song before I go, Marrakesh Express, Our House, Teach Your Children, Wasted Away, and so many more songs I've played on the radio for many, many years, and so many people have received so much enjoyment out of those songs and great Crosby, Stills & Nash albums. We could spend hours discussing all those wonderful lyrics. Your songwriting process, Graham, is it a normal way of doing it, or does the inspiration just channel through you?
I have to feel something very deeply before I start to write. I when something upsets me or makes me happy or makes me sad, I'm a musician. I have to express my feelings, and the way I do it, of course, is through music. And I'm very proud to have written those songs. There's, it's sad also that we don't seem to have learned from history. But, human beings, what can you do?
It would have been crazy times during all that success. How did you keep it together?
The music. When you have partners that play music that can break your heart, you put up with a lot of other stuff, But it was basically the music that kept us together.
One of my favourite Crosby, Stills & Nash songs is Sweet Judy Blue Eyes. And you're touring Australia just in time because you'll be with Sweet Judy Blue Eyes at the Port Ferry Festival.
Yes, indeed. We've made music even recently with Judy. I did a wonderful show here of when I got the John Lennon Real Love Award in 2023. And Judy was one of the performers, and I got her and my friend Art Garclunko to sing Imagine with me.
Now, Sweet Judy Blue Eyes, of course, written for Judy Collins by Stephen Stills. It's a heartfelt song. And when you get into that, when you get into that, it's just magical.
When Stephen first played me that song, I thought he was from Mars. I had no idea that you could take four individual pieces of music and then combine them together to form a suite like that. That was amazing to me. The very first time I ever heard it, I knew that Stephen Stills was some kind of a a small genius there.
There's a clip on YouTube with you guys on stage, and I think you hadn't played that song for quite a number of years, and you went on stage and you nailed it, and the look of adulation in your face was priceless at the end of the song.
We did manage to make some really good music when we were together.
Now, Graham, you're still making records, or do we call them streams now? I don't know. I'm an old disc jockey. I get confused. Give me vinyl any day. And last year, you released your current album called Now. You never retire in the music business, and I and all your fans are glad about that. Tell me about the new album Now that you released last year.
I really wanted people to know that even at age 81, which in just over a week's time, I'll be 82 years old, and even at my age, you can still rock. Absolutely, I enjoyed making the album Now. It was very successful, and I'm a lucky boy. I'm certainly a lucky man.
What makes Graham Nash get out of bed every day?
Curiosity about what's going on in the world. I feel very sad that, a lot of the right-wing politicians seem to be taking over the world. We are in danger here in America of losing democracy, and it really depends on the 24 presidential election, of course. And there's a distinct chance that Trump could be president again.
Any song can be played at a funeral. What would you like? Visit TobinBrothers.com.au.
Hello, everybody. This is Graham Nash from The Hollies and from Crosby, Stills & Nash and Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Right now, you're listening to the Gavin Wood Podcast.
Now, do you have any hobbies, Graham, apart from music and songwriting?
Oh, yes, sure. Music is a large part of my life, but it's only a part of my life. I'm a photographer also. I've been a photographer longer than I've been a musician.
Well, being a photographer, you would have loved that Henry Diltz photo of the three of you on the lounge chair.
Yes, yeah. Henry's have been a very dear friend to all of us for many years.
Did he hang out in Laurel Canyon with you as a young kid too?
Absolutely, he did, yes. He came to the sessions often and took pictures of us. He was just one of us, He was a musician, of course. He was in a very famous band here called the Modern Folk Quartet. Picked up a camera on the road one day and just started taking pictures and then showing these pictures to his friends at night. And look at him now. He's a world-famous photographer.
I saw his exhibition at the Sunset Marquee with all his photos and your photo and the Doors, Jim Morrison, the Morrison Hotel. Those two photos were the highlights of the whole exhibition.
Yeah, very much so. And Henry was there for all those moments.
Now, Graham, if you were to have a dinner and you would invite three dinner guests, dead or alive, who would you like to have dinner with?
Jesus, Glenn Gould, he's a brilliant pianist, and McCartney.
That would be a lively conversation, I could imagine.
No kidding.
Now, Graham, what would you say to a young, budding, young songwriter?
The only advice I would give would be to follow your heart. You know what's good. Your heart knows what's good and your heart knows what's bad. And life is made up of a series of choices, and we have to make the correct choice to lead a good life. And I've made some incredibly important decisions in my life, and here I am talking to you all these years later.
Yeah, timeless music. Graham, what's your favourite song to perform?
It's a good question. It's probably got to be "Sweet Judy Blue Eyes." I mean, when we did that live, it was an amazing feeling to see people almost fall down with rapture about what they were hearing, because the truth is that me and David and Stephen were pretty decent at what we did.
Well, I think you're a little bit more than decent. I think you were world class and geniuses.
Well, good on you.
Now, Graham, has Graham Nash got into any trouble over your life?
No, I have no regrets in my life. If I have any regrets, it was because I wasn't there when my mother died and I wasn't there when my father died. Yeah. Apart from that, it's been a wonderful life.
Excellent. What's the best show that you've ever done?
The best show? Wow. There were some really interesting shows. The Fillmore East here in New York City, in 1969 and 1970 and 71. But they were pretty interesting shows.
Let's get back to Port Fairy. I'll be doing your tour dates in just a minute, and you're doing 10 great shows down under, which is fantastic, and a lot of fans will be there cheering you on. Now, on the Port Fairy Festival is not only Graham Nash and Judy Collins, but also probably an old mate of yours from England, Ralph McTell.
Ah, yes, indeed. That's going to be very interesting. Maybe we'll get up and sing with him too.
Might get up and do the streets of London, huh?
Why not?
Do you miss the old art?
Not really. I live in New York City, and I was in London less than a month ago. I just love to figure out my day and create and have a very decent time trying to be, you know, the best friend and the best husband and the best musician. And of course, I'll never make it, but at least I'm trying.
Well, you're a hero to me, Graham Nash.
Thank you very much.
I thank you for your time and really look forward to seeing you when you come down under.
You got it.
You are a superstar, my friend. I look forward to seeing you.
Thank you, man. Bye-bye.
Graham Nash tour dates, Australia and New Zealand, Auckland Civic Centre, Friday the 1st of March, Christchurch, Isaac Theatre, Sunday the 3rd of March, in Melbourne at the Palais Theatre, Thursday the 7th of March, and then the Port Fairy Festival, March 8 and 11, over to Adelaide, the Adelaide Entertainment Centre, Wednesday the 13th of March, Perth, His Majesty's Theatre, Saturday the 16th of March, and then back to the Sydney Opera House, Tuesday the 19th of March, Newcastle Civic Centre, Wednesday the 20th of March, Wollongong, Anita's Theatre, Saturday the 23rd of March, Brisbane, QPAC Concert Hall, Tuesday the 26th of March, and Tweed Heads, Twin Towns, Wednesday the 27th of March. So March is Graham Nash Month. You can get your tickets from www.davidroywilliams.com. This podcast brought to you thanks to Tobin Brothers Funerals, celebrating lives every day of the year.